Spring is when plans start becoming real, trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
We are joined by Bernie Miklas live on KMOX. Anchors away, my man. What a great win for Navy over Army yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Army's defense did a great job on Blake Horvath, the Navy quarterback, but you can't keep him down, and he always forgets negative plays. But I thought the oddly enough, because Navy's defense has really struggled this year, Navy's defense, in effect, won the game because they held Army to 47 yards in the second half, including only like 18 yards rushing. So that gave the Navy offense time to get its act together, and so they erased a 9-point deficit in the second half to come back and win. So it was a heck of a game.
It was.
I always feel like, as a Navy fan, of course, I always feel bad when Navy loses, no matter what. But whenever they play Army, I have so much respect for Army. I actually feel bad for the Army players. I mean, you know, that's a tough loss. You know, up by 9, looking good, and then it just kind of unraveled on them.
Yeah, the effort that is given on both sides, the swarming tackling, the gang tackling going on, the emotion in the crowd. There is just nothing better when it comes to sheer effort from start to finish than an Army-Navy game. And it's hard to explain to people until you've been there in person.
You know, I think, and again, I am proud to admit, you know, up front and many times that I'm a huge fan of Navy and by extension, a huge fan of Army. And to me, the Army-Navy game is the purest sports competition we have on the annual calendar. There's nothing like it. I mean, and it's no disrespect intended to any sport, you know, or any other, whether we're talking, you know, any other college football game, things like that. But there is nothing more pure than Army versus Navy in December of every season they play. And, you know, it's now 126 of these games. Right?
It's just awesome.
I know, right? So Navy, you know, another a 10-win season, 2 years in a row. I mean, they're doing great.
It's so good. The Heisman Trophy goes to Fernando Mendoza. We heard the speech last segment, and so I will ask you this. Do you have a gut feeling as to which teams will be in the mix for the national championship? I would say probably five or six of those 12 have a really good shot at it, don't you think?
Yeah, and I haven't really got down to the nitty gritty, but your guesstimate or whatever is right on target. I don't know that anybody's playing better than I'm not going to just limit it to one team, but I don't think anybody's playing better than Indiana, Georgia. In Indiana, because people have kind of slept on their defense all season. That's a great, great defense, and I think they showed that against Ohio State. Georgia has just come on like really, really strong. They were a little sluggish by their standards, and they are hitting on all cylinders. I think Gunnar Stockton's one of the more underrated players in the country. Like, he's played great, and their defense has been great. So they're really, really dangerous. Who else were you thinking?
I think Ohio State for sure.
For sure.
I think the one that people don't know enough about, I think Oregon is one of those, and I think Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech is one of those teams that people just aren't as familiar with, but both sides of the ball, they can be scary good.
There's no doubt about it, and you know, I think you hear Texas Tech and, you know, the natural inclination is like, well, you know, they where have they been? They haven't really done much in, you know, recent times. But Cody Campbell, the billionaire oil man.
No, we lost Bernie momentarily. But, yes, I mean, the oil money can buy a defensive line with writing a check, and they have million-dollar players on that line. They have a tremendous offense and defense, and Texas Tech is a team absolutely to be reckoned with. And I heard the whole scheduling thing before about Indiana last year, and Indiana did not come through in the end. Now you have a Texas Tech team that has a chance to prove something. I will say, though, Oregon will have a mission on its hands to get back to playing Indiana if Indiana can get through Oklahoma and Alabama. We'll reestablish connection with Bernie Miklas. Drew, let's take a quick break. We'll come back for a final word with Bernie and then shift to Josh Schertz as well as Chaim Bloom on KMOX.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
We're back with Bernie Miklas. Bernie, you gave me a chance to do something I don't normally get to do, and that is an extra long segment. I get to go from you right into Josh Schertz. That's the way I like it. So thanks for inadvertently.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. Yeah, we just dropped off.
I love it. So let me transition into this because we have Chaim Bloom coming up at 10:45. And again, I've informed the audience that because this hasn't been officially announced yet, I don't know how far he can go into it, but we'll try our best to get some answers from him. But Dustin May, I mean, it's a name that came up often in connection with the Cardinals. We had brought it up a lot on KMOX. I think it's a good fit, don't you?
I think it's this is the exactly the kind of pitcher you sign if you're a rebuilding team. In other words, it's a guy who has superb talent. His career's been sidetracked by injuries. He's finally healthy, but they need to kind of put his game back together again. And in other words, he's not a big name in terms of like being top of the market free agent, but we have seen how good he can be, and he's still young. And he's still fresh because of the injuries. He hasn't pitched all that much. But when he's pitched and he's been healthy, he's been very good. So I would tell people that are inclined to be negative to just ignore his stats the last couple of years, because he's just had one setback after another, including a torn esophagus that had nothing to do with baseball. He lost a ton of weight, which means he lost a lot of strength. So when he came back, like in 2025, even though it was his first full season in a while, he really wasn't himself physically. So the Cardinals are going to be getting a guy that's fully healthy. He's going to be at full strength. And I liken him to kind of like a fast race car that you know it's there and you know what it's got to do, what it can do. But now you got to work on the engine and you got to rebuild maybe his pitch arsenal. But real quick, and I know I'm going a little long here, but he even with all his problems and even with the high ERA last year and all this stuff, he has his sinker ball is elite in terms of the horizontal movement. And he has, Dustin May, the highest spin rate on the sweeper pitch of any guy in Major League Baseball. So my point is, this isn't a guy that they pulled off the junk pile. This is a guy that's got like two outstanding pitches, but for whatever reason, the sinker hasn't been good despite that movement as it should be. And his, you know, I think this is a great case for Matt Pierpont, their director of pitching, because they were so aggressive about signing him. They obviously see some things that they're really confident that they can fix.
I think that's well said. And 132 and a third innings was a career high for Dustin May, who's been trying to put some innings together. 123 strikeouts. I think you're on the money. I already got a text from a friend yesterday who said 7-11 with an ERA of about 5. I don't know about that. And I said, hey,
exactly.
Look back at his career, man. Don't look at the numbers so much. Cardinals aren't.
Again, I come off as being kind of grouchy, and I apologize, but I don't understand why there's still quite a few people out there who don't understand, A, that it's a rebuild, and B, what kind of things do you do in a rebuild? When you're not playing to go all in for 2026, you're playing to develop some stuff. Take chances on guys with high upside who may pay off for you. This is exactly what you do. Do not look at the ERAs. Look at the arm talent and look at what he's got to work with and understand all of these setbacks. It would be impossible for the guy to pitch at his maximum best when he's been sidetracked, but he appears to be totally healthy, or the Cardinals wouldn't have signed him. But this is a typical rebuild signing, and it's a good one because of his upside. Oh, by the way, it's a one-year deal with a mutual option for 2027. If Dustin May pitches pretty well, if he pitches solidly, if he starts getting more strikeouts, everything's working better, Cardinals can flip him at the deadline.
Yes.
It's a rebuild. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to win the pennant in 2026.
They're running a business here, and Heim Bloom is dealing assets and acquiring. By the way, there's more to come. As Ron Curran said back in the day, there is meat on the burner.
Yeah, the Brendan Donovan stuff's heating up. And one other thing about this, I remember there were people, including me, when Walt Jocketty signed Chris Carpenter, who had a shoulder surgery and he was making no progress, and the Blue Jays said, this guy's done. Walt Jocketty signs Chris Carpenter, and people like me, when Carpenter didn't pitch his first year as a Cardinal at all, they gave him a whole year to get that shoulder. And I'm like, well, why would they do that? You know, so, I mean, you know, it's not like the Cardinals have never, like, you know, or major league teams. It's not like none of them have ever taken a chance, a flyer on a guy with upside who's had an injury issue and to have it pay off. That's happened with Chris Sale, for example. It's happened with a lot of guys. So broaden your perspective. Don't think about 2026. This is more about 2027, 2028 and beyond.
That's a great point. And the Carp decision turned out to be a pretty good one. Bernie Miklas.
Yeah, I think it was okay.
Yeah, that worked out fine. Bernie Miklas, thanks as always. We'll catch you on the Gas House game this week.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Bernie Miklas on KMOX.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy, from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.